This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Different countries have been dealing with this pandemic differently. Over in the UK, they had a government-paid-for furlough program that helped protect millions of jobs through the worst of it, but which is ending this month. So some companies have to decide whether to bring those furloughed workers back. And that in turn gets us to today's transatlantic installment of our series, My Economy.
My name's Claire Moore, Managing Director of Peaks Travel Elite in Shropshire, West Midlands in the UK. My day-to-day job used to be a dream, actually, creating brilliant memories for people and their families. Now we seem to be more of a risk assessor and somebody helping people navigate the much more difficult world of travel. When lockdown was announced last March, naturally, like everyone else, I personally felt anxious and overwhelmed because we had zero income. We were then straight away starting to refund profit that we'd previously earned on those missed departures. We had 13 team members, and so I had to instantly furlough 10. Furlough has been a lifeline, but it's still been a challenge. I'm not actually sure what exactly the solution is, because we haven't been able to fully furlough our team, even when our country was fully locked down, because the team needed to be around to refund and rebook. There was a great analogy that I heard. You can open the pub, but you actually can't sell any drinks. And in fact, what you really need to do is go and refund all those people that bought a drink from you last year. So I sadly did still have to make some redundancies. And in July last year, lost 7 members of my team as I needed to secure the future of the business. Furlough scheme is due to end of September. The team have agreed for October, and we're going to review it each month, to work 75% of their contracted hours, which is what they'll be paid. Now that leisure travel is permitted again, things are definitely improving. But industry-wide, there will be many brilliant, quite honestly, and viable businesses that will undoubtedly fail. Most travel businesses lose money in Q4. So this added to 18 months of almost zero income will be just too much for many to bear. So it's positive, but a little bit of trepidation, I guess.
That was Claire Moore. She runs a travel agency in Shropshire over in the UK, brought to us by our friends at the BBC. Wherever you are, take a second, would you? Let us know what's going on in your economy. You can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy. Thank you.